morning, friends, and welcome back to Mornings with Stephen Jonesy podcast. If you've been following our journey through the Psalms, you'll know that in Psalm 46, we found peace in God's presence, our refuge and strength in times of trouble. Today, in Psalm 47, that peace turns into praise. This psalm calls us not to whisper our gratitude, but to shout it, to clap our hands, lift our voices, and celebrate the power and majesty of God. It's a psalm of victory, a song of joy declaring that our God reigns over every nation, every circumstance, and every heart that believes in Him. So, wherever you are right now, whether you're driving, walking, or sitting quietly with your morning tea, this message is your reminder to rejoice. Today's devotional is titled, Clap Your Hands. We're only reading Psalm 47, verses 1 to 2. Please read the entire psalm when you have a moment. It reads, Clap your hands, all you nations. Shout to God with cries of joy, for the Lord Most High is awesome, the great King over all the earth. Psalm 47 is a triumphant declaration of God's universal kingship. It's both a call to worship and a prophecy of divine authority. 1, verses 1 to 2. A call to joyful praise. Clap your hands, all you nations. Worship is not silent, it's expressive, inclusive, and joyful. God's rule isn't limited to Israel, He reigns over all the earth. 2, verses 3 to 4, God's faithfulness to His people. The psalm celebrates how God defends, uplifts, and gives His people victory. His promises stand firm. 3, verses 5 to 7, the sound of worship. God has ascended amid shouts of joy. This paints a picture of God's victory procession. Our worship should echo that triumph. 4, verses 8 to 9. God's universal reign. All the kings of the earth belong to God. His authority is not only spiritual but eternal. Every power and kingdom ultimately bows to Him. Praise that lifts the soul. This psalm reminds us that worship is not about our mood, it's about God's majesty. When life feels uncertain, praise becomes our weapon. Clapping hands may seem simple, but it's a gesture of celebration, a physical expression of faith that says, God, you're still in control. Sometimes we wait for things to improve before we praise them, but our scripture today calls us to praise in the middle of the waiting, to celebrate who God is before we see what He'll do. This isn't blind optimism, it's bold trust. It's declaring that even if everything around us changes, God remains the same, the great King over all the earth. Psalm 47's message speaks powerfully into our modern lives. When the world feels chaotic, remember that God reigns. Political unrest, natural disasters, or uncertainty may shake us, but He sits firmly on the throne. When your spirit feels heavy, praise lifts burdens. Joy isn't the absence of hardship, it's the presence of God's peace. When you doubt your purpose, remember that you belong to a greater kingdom. You're not just surviving, you're part of God's victorious plan. When you feel small, this psalm reminds you that your praise matters. Every clap, every song, every whispered thank you joins a global chorus declaring, "Our God reigns." Praise isn't a Sunday activity, it's a daily lifestyle of remembering who holds all things together. Today, let your worship be loud enough to drown out your worries and strong enough to shift your perspective. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for being the King above all kings. We are grateful for your strength, your faithfulness, and your unfailing love. Today, we choose to celebrate you. Help us to praise you not only when life feels good, but even when it feels uncertain. Let our worship rise above our worries. We ask that you remind us that you reign over every situation, our families, our finances, our future. We lift and clap our hands in faith, trusting that your plan is greater than our fears. Fill every listener today with joy, strength, and peace that surpasses understanding. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Friends, life might hand you reasons to stay silent, but heaven gives you every reason to sing. Our passage today invites us to celebrate God, not because of what's perfect in our lives, but because He is perfect in all His ways. When you choose to praise in the middle of pressure, you're declaring, "My God is still King." So clap your hands, lift your heart, and rejoice, not for what you've lost, but for who you found in Christ. If today's message uplifted your heart, share it with someone who needs a reminder to keep praising through the storm. Be sure to follow Mornings with Stephen Johnsy Podcast on your favorite podcast platform so you never miss an episode. Subscribe and leave a review wherever you listen. Thank you. I'm Stephen Johnsy, and this is the Mornings with Stephen Johnsy Podcast. Take care and God bless you.